some people are just like that.
Yes. Some people get everything going.
One other insect that I was curious about. Well, they're just insects that kind of burrow up under your skin and make it itch. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Oh. You're talking about the... Chiggers?
Right.
Oh, there's another name besides chiggers. Red bugs.
Red bugs.
Red bugs and chiggers.
Red bugs and chiggers are the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
You get those in the country.
Right. And one other plant that I meant to ask you about. These things usually grow wild. Sometimes you see them in people's yards. Looks like a little umbrella that's open. Has a slender stalk and it's kind of broad at the top. Some people can eat some kinds of, but the others are poisonous.
No, I mean, narcissus? Not narcissus. Nasturtiums?
I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't know what that
are
is.
Are they yellow? The very vivid colors?
No, ma'am, they're mostly just white.
Oh.
I think the way one of them got its name was, you can imagine a frog sitting on top of it. Call it a...
The white?
Yes, ma'am.
Not vivid.
Oh, no, ma'am. Some people can, you can eat these things. Some people grow them in their basement and eat them.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You can grow them in a box.
Yes, ma'am.
They're not asparagus. I know. I never did try that though.
Taking a mushroom?
Well, mushrooms raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
In a box, in a basement, in a damp, dark place. I know, but I never grew any myself. But I don't know anything white other than mushroom is kind of green.
That was what I was thinking about.
Mushroom.
Do they call the one that's poisonous anything different?
No, no, but you just got to be careful. Because so many people stop using camel soup or any mushroom soup.
Right.
Now, it's supposed to be the real mushroom they give in all hospitals. It's very, very nutritious. And they give it to patients when they can't have anything else.
Yes, ma'am.
It's good.
Heard what something like that called a toad stew?
A toad stew is where the people got misled on the mushroom and use a toad stew instead of mushroom.
I see.
But they look very much alike, so I hear now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I see. We were, one thing I wanted to ask you about, you were talking about the colored people that work for you. Do you, how is it here in Mobile with the colored people, the relations between the races? Is it pretty congenial or what?
The old-fashioned Negro is like he always was. But the Negro who has migrated from the north down here has just put the devil in these other niggers' heads.
Sir?
Yes, sir.